You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Coming to you right now straight from Detroit. We're in Corktown, kind of near Mexican Town, but I think it's called Corktown here, right?
It's kind of that nexus.
Awesome. My name is Lee Padgett, and I own Busted Bra Shop in Midtown Detroit. So this podcast is going to start with our weekly bra. We're going to have a bra of the week. And then we're going to talk about a couple other things. I've got some guests here. But for right now, let's look at this bra of the week. So right now I have the Victory Bra by Curvy Kate. And we will have all the pictures and live video and everything up on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter shortly so that you're not just like, hey, what the hell is she talking about? Okay, so this is the Victory Bra. She is a four-panel bra. This particular one is a 38FF. And this bra provides lots of support. It's very sheer and sexy and yet simple. We've got a lovely keyhole. One of the things you want to look for in a bra fit is that the gore is here up against your chest, that the band is tight enough to actually hold your breasts and the bra not move. I can't emphasize that enough. If you wonder if your bra fits, raise your arms over your head while you're looking in the mirror and see if the band moves. If the band moves and gaps, your band is too big. It is not giving you full support. So, I'm around for questions. You can always send us something to our Facebook page at Busted in Detroit or at Bras, Bitches, and Balls. So the other thing I want to tell you about with this bra, because you'll see it says searching for a model like you, Curvy Kate right now is doing an international model search, and they're coming to the United States to look for a new model as well. We have some wonderful customers in the store. I think that would be great for this contest, and we would sponsor you. The drop-dead date on that is September 20th, so if you want to apply for it, you want to go to starinabra.com with Curvy Kate. Submit your application, put Busted Bra Shop as your sponsor, let me know you did it, and I will help to get pictures of you if possible and promote you because it is a voted thing. All right, so that's the bra portion of our podcast. Yay!
Woot!
Hooray!
Woo-hoo! So I have some friends here today, and I'm going to let you know my name again is Lee, and I have my friend Nick here. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
We brought him in for the accent because, you know, accents.
It's amazing, yes.
Yeah.
I'll just keep saying this. You know, you can listen. Yes, that's right. You are allowed to fantasize. Yes.
Fantastic. Okay. And Nick actually helps us produce the show. And so if you have any questions, you might be answered by me or he. But Nick, you brought in a guest. Could you introduce your guest, please?
I did bring in a guest. I brought in Kathy Nowitzki. She is going to talk about the Women on Water Regatta, which is on the 10th from 12:30. Onwards.
September 10th.
On September 10th, yes, absolutely. And Kathy has over 40 years of experience in sailing and has been racing for 20. And she used to be the Commodore of the Albatross Yacht Club.
Wow.
So, welcome, Kathy.
Thank you.
And
nice to be here.
It's lovely to see you.
Thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
I'd love to see a lady sailor. I was in the Navy.
Great.
Yeah, never actually got on a boat. Totally landlocked. Every once in a while, my dad would say, "You know how to sail. You're a sailor." I'm like, "No, I can ride on the front."
Like, well, yeah. You have to take some classes and learn how to sail and join us next year.
I might throw my kid in on that. He would enjoy it.
Well, why not you?
Okay. I really like to just ride with the breeze. It's great. And then I brought a guest also. My friend Danielle Wright is here from Opera Moto.
Woo-hoo!
She'll talk to us about her up-and-coming season.
I will.
Yeah. And full disclosure, I'm on her board.
She sure is.
Hello.
Oh, I need to be closer to the mic.
Okay, yes, we are.
Here
much
I am.
To the mic.
There you go. Lovely.
So, Kathy, tell me about the regatta. Do you have – are only the people that are members of your sailing club in the regatta?
No, anybody can come down to Anchor Bay and join us on Sunday at 12:30. The race starts. So all you have to do is have all females on your boat.
All females on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that.
Same.
We've been trying for many years to do it. It's hard to get all females interested in sailing and somebody who wants to take the boat in and out and do it.
Right.
So,
right. I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Sailing is a wonderful thing. And you know, I was kidding before. My dad and I did sail a lot together, and he would let me work the controls and run the lines, mm-hmm. and I had a very good time with it. But having an all-female regatta sounds fascinating and totally fun, and I hope this isn't the last time y'all do it.
Me too. I hope it's not the last time. It's a great idea. We got to get more ladies out there. You're losing. Sailing is not a growing sport, and you're losing 50% of the population.
Sure.
Yeah. How many entrants are actually going to be in the regatta?
We don't know right now because you enter online.
Okay.
And then last minute signups, you know,
sure,
how that goes.
But fairly. Well.
I would hope for. I know we have 10 female boats. I mean, excuse me, 4 female boats. I was hoping for maybe 6.
Okay.
But who knows when Sunday comes.
Okay, exciting
fantastic
stuff. I think it'll be great.
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to highlight with this podcast are things that people didn't know about. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why I chose the song in the beginning, Dude, I Didn't Know. Mm-hmm. Now, the fun thing about that song is it was – I heard that one the first time in like 1990-something, probably 90-0. Just friends of mine from Mobile, Alabama, the Vomit Spots, play that song. That's their song. They've recorded it. We'll put a link – for them up on the all of the social media also. But thank you to the Vomit Spots. Thank you to Alan Keith this morning at, 6 o'clock or whatever when I wrote the, hey, can I use your song? And it's awesome. But these are things that we don't know about, an all-female regatta. We don't know about that. So
right.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention, mm-hmm, and also for making it happen. I can't wait to get pictures of it. Would you send those to us so that we can – can really highlight it.
Yep.
Awesome. That was fantastic. So thank you very much. And Danielle.
Ah! Yes. I get so excited.
I know you do. Now, how long has Opera Moto been around?
In Detroit, we're starting our 4th year. This is our 7th year in existence. So the first 3 years were in Princeton, New Jersey, and then I brought Moto with me when I moved to Detroit in 2014.
Now, we get a lot of questions. How in this world did you two bitches get together? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she walked into a Busted Bra Shop one day in the middle of a fitting. She was literally naked. She was like, so I'm starting this thing in Detroit. It's called Opera Moto. I was like, what? And you grew from there. You used to be in the car center.
Right. And we still rehearse at the car. So the car isn't downtown anymore, but they have a hub throughout Midtown, or several hubs. And we'll do some rehearsing there. But we are doing a whole pop-up season this season. So we'll do Britain's Turn of the Screw for Halloween weekend. It's a super creepy show based on the Henry James novel.
Cool.
And that's going to be at the Scarab Club.
I like the Scarab
very nice
Club.
Same. I love the Scarab Club.
Yeah.
And then in February, we're doing Double Entendre. It's a double bill of 2 French pieces, and that's going to be at the Jam Handy. And then in May, We're going to be doing Rossini's Cenerentola, which is the Italian version of the Cinderella story. And that's going to be directed and designed by Monica Essen and then performed at her studio space, The Fortress of Fun.
Now, your shows always have a crazy twist. So imagine, oh, she's saying the Italian Cinderella. What, do they all explode in the end? Is not a happy ending?
Yes, everyone's exploding.
Awesome.
Yes,
that's
it's like exploding kittens.
The only thing that's
kittens.
Left is the shoe?
Correct. Yep, right, cool. Just the shoe.
Awesome. Now, you kind of glossed over the double entendre. I really want you to tell more about that, please.
Sure. So we're doing Ravel's L'Enfant et les Sortilèges, and it means the child and his spells. So it's about a bratty child and all of his toys and things in his home come to life because they're tired of being treated like by him. So they...
You can cuss on this show.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
He's a huge dick.
Awesome. There you
and,
go.
Yep. And so they don't want... So they're trying to teach him a lesson, and then he runs away and escapes to the forest, and then the woodland creatures are like, hey, you're still a dick. And then he, you know, does something nice, and then there's a moral and blah, blah, blah. So it's really cute. It's like the precursor to Beauty and the Beast, where all of the things come to life.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember that. Thanks. Now I have earworms going all over the place.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
And you're welcome. Yep.
Yep.
So then it's... yeah.
Be our guest.
Yes.
Be our guest.
That's the one.
Then we're pairing it with Poulenc's Mamel de Terias, and it's the breasts of Terias, and
that's what Busted is going to be sponsoring.
Correct,
yeah, absolutely.
And it's really
it's
politically it's really literally all about boobs. Her children have suckled her dry, and her breasts float away, and she starts then dressing like her husband in his clothes and presenting as male and makes him present as the wife and puts him in her clothes. And it's really politically relevant.
I think so, yeah.
There's a lot going on with it. And my mentor, A. Scott Perry, who is the head of the opera program at OSU, is coming in to direct that. And I'm very excited about that. He's a brilliant man, and he's going to do some really lovely, edgy things with it. So I'm super excited about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think what you do is super important because it is exciting a different generation with opera.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I say, oh, yeah, opera moto, people are like, I'm not sure I'm into opera. Yeah, but would you like to go see Giovanni as the Rocky Horror Picture Show characters?
Yes. Yes, please.
And then they get excited.
Right.
Would you like to go see Carmen as the Orange is the New Black characters, which you guys took to New York, right?
We did.
Yeah, cool. Things you didn't know, right?
Yeah.
Some people have no idea that opera moto is really cool, and the audience is... I mean, I'm not going to say how old I am right now, but I'm not young. And it is. It is very young. Like the people who work in the store, those ladies go and see the show, and they might bring, you know, an older generation with them. And it's fun. But you guys also have done something else that really trips my trigger in a good way, in a really, really good way. And it's the the opera app.
Yep.
That you've made. So when I go to an opera, and I like to go see the traditional opera too, that's fine. Nick, do you ever go?
Oh, yeah. I go to both MOT and to Modo Productions.
Cool. So, Kathy, yes. Do you go to some of the operas in the area?
In the area, yes.
Cool. Mm-hmm. It's fun, but sometimes if it's not in a language that you're used to hearing sung either, mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. you have to watch the... the subtitles and the top.
Yeah.
Because it gets your attention. It's the other thing. It gets my attention. And it drives me freaking nuts.
Same.
Because I like the costuming and I like the expression. I like the acting. I like the movement on stage and I miss it. And I do get frustrated during the show. So where other people might be falling asleep around me, I'm like super frustrated, really trying to watch everything. But what you guys did, they developed an app that in between scenes, when there's nothing going on stage, they tell you what's going to happen. They give you the gist of it. So then mm-hmm. you can really get lost in the...
storytelling.
Yes. Yep. And the artistry. And you guys are artists. you know, and it really, I'm absolutely able to fall in love with your singers and your actors and your costume designers. And I don't get lost in, I have to read the frickin' words up on the top.
Right. Yeah, that, I mean, that's exactly the reason we started with the app, because I've always refused to do super titles, because I feel like if we're doing our job as storytellers, you don't need word by word. And even then, you know, like, if you're reading a word by word translation, it's not often the best. And then actually, if you're going to read faster than when the singer delivers the line. And so, like, if it's something funny, you're going to get the punchline way before it's actually happening in real time. And so, I mean, that takes you out of the storytelling. So, you know, I was very adamant about not having super titles, but the app is my segue snail, you know, because I do want people to feel engaged and to feel informed and to know what's happening, especially if we're in a different language. But then I also want them to be an active participant in the storytelling and really be engaged and not have to constantly be taken out of it by trying to read some sort of stupid translation.
Plus, opera is has something akin to ballet in it that if it's done right, you don't necessarily need to have someone's lines tell you what's going on. The actual action visible to them actually tells you the story.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. You guys make going to the opera so much fun, and your pricing is great. I know you're on Facebook with Opera Moto. If they search it, they can find it. And Moto means opportunity. Is that true?
Yeah, Moto in Italian means opportunity. It's not an acronym, as most people think it is. But
that's what I thought it was in the very beginning. And then you explained it to me. I was like, oh, now I know a new word in another language.
Yay! Yeah, M-O-D-O, Moto, opportunity.
Fantastic. Which is always a lot of fun. So when is the next production?
Halloween weekend, Turn of the Screw. If you don't know the story, you should check it out. It's super creepy, hence Halloween weekend. Yep, it's great. It's got ghosts.
Is it family friendly at all?
Like most Moto things aren't.
No, but Lively could. I mean, I have a 10-year-old little boy, and he could go to a lot of the things that you guys have done that I've seen. But like,
maybe
when
not
he was
this one.
Five, no.
Right. Well, this one deals specifically with child molestation.
Then no.
So yeah. I don't think that he should.
Then that would be a no.
That would be correct.
And a pretty twisted relationship between, you know, servants and things. It's
correct.
Turn of the Screw is one of the most accessible things written by Henry James, and therefore, yeah, not for the little ones, really.
See, that's good to know. But you also are doing something different in the Scarab Club. It's not all going to be in one place, right?
Correct, so, you know, the novel and opera start out with this new governess who, you know, is more than a nanny. She takes care of the children. She also teaches them. You know, it's you know, an all-hands-on-deck kind of approach. And she's coming in to take care of these new – she's new to these two children, and she's very bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You know, she's very earnest and really wants to do a good job. And so the first floor of the Scarab Club is that gorgeous white gallery, right? You just walk in and you're just overwhelmed by the brightness of it all.
Yeah.
And I felt like that really matched her – essence, you know, of being like bright and white and coming in and very pure and innocent. And then during intermission, we'll move upstairs to that beautiful smoking room, which is all wood and has these gorgeous, but it's very dark.
Yeah, it has all the artist signatures up on the beam, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
fantastic.
Yeah. And that's going to be the domain of the ghosts. Where the ghosts live, and I think it's just a beautiful visual juxtaposition. And then I think that it will, you know, really get people into the story even more because of not only just our storytelling, but like the literal place where they are. And it's been so interesting. I've never been someone who is inspired by space until I moved to Detroit. You know, I've always been inspired by singers or artists or stories or how I could figure out the best way to tell a story. But then since moving to Detroit, I've been so inspired by actual space that that exists here, the Jam Handy being the very first one.
I love the Jam Handy space.
I do too.
It is a beautiful space.
Beautiful. Yeah. The Jam Handy is really cool. Nick took me into the Tangent Gallery, which I enjoyed going into a lot. As a matter of fact, we're going to be hosting a adult prom there
yes.
with our Rotary group. Rotary. We got to talk about Rotary.
Got to talk about Rotary.
Got to
yes.
do some Rotary talking because there's a lot of stuff happening there. We have an art tour coming up where mm-hmm. we're going to be taking people to see graffiti on a bus with air conditioning.
Yes, please.
Heat and
cocktails.
Yes. And speaking of cocktails, Lee and I are actually involved with a satellite Rotary Club that meets at Traffic Jam.
Thursday nights
in the cocktail hour.
Yeah.
So if you've ever heard of Rotary Club and you'd like to check it out, that's a good time to come rather than, you know, in the morning or afternoon, which sometimes yeah. people can't do.
There's a 7 a.m. club that meets in Midtown at the Park Shelton and 14 East. 7 a.m. is tough for people. I mean,
oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
hard.
It's easy for others because they're like, okay, I'm going to have breakfast. I'm up anyway. I've got to go to work. This gets me ready and gets me service minded.
Yes.
But then there's an afternoon club that is at the DAC. And you cannot wear jeans there. No
yes.
jeans. So it's not really I mean, it's fun. It's a good, great club. They've been around for 100 years, literally.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're, but again, noon for a couple hours on a Wednesday is tough for people. So we offered up the cocktail club. And so after you get off work in downtown or midtown, you can just go straight over to Traffic Jam and get into finding out what we're doing in the city and working with families and children, women. That's
yes.
what we try to do locally. Internationally, Rotary does clean water. Are you familiar with Rotary, Kathy?
Yes, I am.
Yeah?
I am a former teacher in the Rotary Club. Used to do a lot for the school.
Lovely. Mm-hmm.
That's
great.
There's a lot mm-hmm. of student exchange programs mm-hmm. that
yeah.
we do. There's also Rotary. Rotary is for those of us who are out of college. You know, it used to be about business, and now it's not. It's really about service mm-hmm. more than anything else. But then there's a section of Rotary that's in the high school, the Rotaract Club. No,
yeah.
that's the Interact Club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then college is Rotaract.
Is Rotaract, yeah.
So we've got the Rotaract Club at Wayne State, and then there's several Interact Clubs in the school.
There are, and the number of people around here will have had experiences being Interact, and then they graduated high school, and then they didn't continue. So this is really out to all of those people. There's a Rotary Club that you can join.
Yes, and it's dinner, and it's speakers, and Danielle's come and talked to us before.
I have. It was a great time.
It was great. We're growing. We've got we typically have 15 to 20 people who join us on a Thursday night at Traffic Jam, so come out for that. And it is family friendly, and half the time we've got kids at another table, and we're like, just eat.
Right.
Let
exactly.
us talk about how to help other people.
Yeah. This week we actually have a speaker from Mittens for Detroit. Wendy Shepherd, so you know that's
awesome.
That's a great organization that we'll be talking.
Hey, yeah. Kathy, if you can come down and you want to talk about the regatta at all with the Rotary Group, you're welcome to because it's happening this week. I would like to see how we can connect some different places with you and your group. Tell me about some of the boats that you have. Like, are you? Do you have a boat in the regatta?
Of course, I have
yes,
a boat.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. What is her name?
Her name is Island Moon because the former owner did Moon.
Oh, okay.
And I did not change it.
Nice.
But it's a 24-foot Morgan. It's big enough for the ladies to handle, and we have a great time on it. Yeah, we win sometimes, and sometimes we don't.
What color is she?
She is white. I mean, the typical white boat.
Okay.
But the spinnaker is blue.
Nice. That's pretty. Almost Greek, really.
You know, if I was going to combine us three together, I would have you in this gorgeous bra sing opera on the boat.
I mean, I'm wearing a busted bra right now.
Are you?
Yeah, always.
Who have you got on?
This one. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, you've got on the Goddess 6090. That
oh,
is
yes.
my...
Goddess.
That is the bra that is my most common bra. It fits great. It goes to an end cup, and It starts at a 34 band, goes up to a 48 band, I'm pretty sure. But comes in multiple colors. It's been around for a long time, $48.
Yeah.
It's my best seller.
Yeah, I think I have, over the past 4 years, I've had like 6 of these from you.
Oh. Yeah, they're easy. They're easy to wear. Comfortable. My mom wears them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love them.
She has me send them down to her. People of all ages wear them.
Yeah, because when I was here singing with Michigan Opera Theater, that's when I met you.
Yep.
And then I went back. I was here for 2 months, and I got like 3 or 4 bras while I was here. And then I went back to Princeton where I was living, and I called you, and I said, hey, I need you to ship me some more bras.
Oh, that's right. That's
so,
right.
So, yeah, I was like, wow, I found this. I need these at all times.
Bras, boobs, and bras.
Absolutely. It's an interesting thing that we have, a representative of opera and also sailing. Both things which people often assume have a sort of patrician kind of exclusionary thing to them.
Sure.
And, you know, opera moto is opening up to younger people, to people who wouldn't normally go to opera. And I know, Kathy, you're, you know, interested in increasing sailing. If there was someone interested in sailing, how would they get into that? Because they might think, oh, God, sailing, it's, you know, kind of really pricey, and, you know, how do I start doing that? I mean,
well, you don't have to buy the 40-foot boat. You can buy the used 22.
Right, exactly.
You can take classes at the DYC or Bayview if you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You can go read a book. That's how I learned how to sail. And then you go out and sail. You sail in everything because you never know what the wind's going to do.
Okay, yeah? That's great.
So there's lots of ways to do it.
That's great. And how did you, you said you started reading, but like how did you go from that initial reading to first getting on the boat?
Well, my husband and I did it the other way. We bought the boat and then read the book.
Ah, okay. So you buy the boat and you're like, we really need to learn how to do this.
But you just go out. You got to do it.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. So if people go to the regatta, will they be able to, you know, check out a boat, maybe like see around, look around and see that?
Okay. Well, we'll find something for them to do.
Okay, lovely.
Okay.
Lovely.
I think that's awesome. Yay!
Yay.
So we've talked about some fun stuff today, and we also want to set people up for what's going to happen in the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know we have some guests set up next week.
We do have someone coming up next week. Do we have next week? Oh, yes. We have talking about dancing at the DYC.
That's it.
So we'll have Tony from...
And
from
the DYC is the Detroit Yacht Club.
Yacht Club, yes. So we'll be hearing about that. And I'm also working on other guests who will be coming along. And if you are interested in speaking and being a guest on the show... there's an email which we will put in the descriptions on all the social media, but it's bbandbpodcast@gmail.com. And then, you know, we can work out a day that will work for you.
And I know that you've sent me all the permissions to get on there, but I haven't looked on.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
You can just shoot over whatever needs to
pretty much
happen, because I'm a train wreck most of the time. Cool. That's not a lie. Actually, I just have been surrounding myself with good people lately.
Self-deprecation podcasting. There we go.
But I got an invitation to a cocktail party next week, which I'm so excited about. And I want to share it with you guys. It is a group called Pet Calls. Have you heard of Pet Calls?
I haven't.
Okay. Kimberly Jackson started this company a year ago, and they actually have veterinarians that will come to your house.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
So I have 2 dogs that have issues. One of them will take a crap in the car every time she gets in it. So actually thinking about having to take her for an appointment at the vet is just hellish for me, what I have to do to prepare the vehicle. And then the other one is a 130-pound Malamute, and he's an asshole. So he loves us, but anybody else, he's not a fan.
That always makes me sad because he's such a pretty dog, and I really want
to. Gorgeous. I know. He is gorgeous. He is my dire wolf. I love that animal. But Thor is an ass and really doesn't like men. So I called Pet Calls, and I'm like, I got to get a vet over here. He's got some skin issues. But he's an ass. And they're like, not a problem. I'm like, and you can't send a guy, because I was talking to a guy.
Oh, really? I can't.
No, I'm serious. Do not send a guy. He will eat you.
Right.
He's 130 pounds. It's an issue. I can't get him off of you. And they sent a lady, and he fell in love with her immediately. Immediately. And it doesn't cost – it actually, I think, cost less than going to my vet.
Wow.
They come to your house. They have their whole giant kit of medications and vaccinations, and they bring an assistant with them. But the dogs were so relaxed.
Because they were at home.
Yes. Yeah. And then the one that gets real nervous, she wasn't being seen, but they let her come in, and she just got in their laps and loved on them. And so the dogs
That's
are
nice.
Really, really at ease, had a lot less issue.
That's
than
wonderful.
Going. So right. pet calls. They've been around a year. I'm going to go and love on them for a little bit. But Busted does some kind of sponsorship with them. I can't remember what we do. But
And where is the cocktail party? Is it?
Ooh, it's in Detroit. And I would – I don't know. I'll tell you about it later. I'll tell you about it next week.
Okay, great.
I'll go then.
Great.
Yeah, cool. We'll have some pictures of them. And, oh, my phone is dinging because I'm an idiot and didn't turn my watch off.
Oh
dear. Yeah.
Sorry. Hope you can't hear that. But you might. At least I'm not farting, right? Okay.
Oh.
Yep. That was a fan.
That was good Foley work there, Danielle.
Thank
good
you.
Foley work.
Thank you.
You could be a Foley artist in a heartbeat, couldn't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
I think I have to have one of those.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me what else we can do for Opera Modo. We can donate.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I was like, what?
You need.
I'm like, what can you do for ma'am?
But why would we want to donate to Opera Modo? What the hell would I be doing donating money to an opera company? That makes – what? Why?
Because we are just launching our very first capital campaign, and every dollar is going to pay the artists this season.
Because artists in the opera world have to pay money – to audition, don't they?
Correct. Yeah, the usual trajectory is...
Kathy, did you know this?
No, I didn't.
This is education like you have not had before on the arts. Because I'll tell you, and I'm sorry, I'm going to just tromp all over you for a second. What pisses me off in the opera world is that when you go to a main stage, who you're hearing might not be the most talented for that role. They might not be the people who have been able to bankroll the most and gotten someone to sponsor them to get the audition.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, so the usual trajectory, I like that she gets so pissed off. It makes
I do,
me excited.
I get really angry.
They usually bankroll. Okay, so our capital campaign is called Bankroll Our Talent, like Lee was talking about. That usual people that succeed in the opera world have some sort of wealth attached to them. And so that's what we are trying to break. That we're trying to provide our artists with money so that way they don't feel like they're having to find a sponsor or that they're able to do a show with us without having to lose money. And so the normal trajectory is you start getting your undergrad degree in voice performance, and then during the summers you'll do what's called a pay to sing, and it's pretty much an internship, but you're paying thousands of dollars to do the program and to get stage time. And not only are you having to lose money by not, you know, working over the summer, you're still having to pay your bills while you're gone. But then on top of it, you're having to pay thousands of dollars to even participate in the program itself. And then you have to pay for all your food while you're there. And then you have to pay for your travel to get there. So, I mean, it's a really ridiculous thing from my point of view to, you know, lose all of this money for not necessarily, I mean, like often they do bring together an incredible group. But I realized that I was also able to do that and not, charge people to participate in Opera Modo productions, that I was able to assemble, this incredibly talented staff, to coach them, to direct them, to provide them a really cool venue to perform in, and that they're not out any money. So that's, to me, where we are the game changer, hopefully, for the majority of the people in this area, at least. And sometimes we have people come in from other parts of the country who perform with us as well. But we are focused on uplifting and supporting and
me too.
I yes, the local operatic artists of Detroit, and not only just the singers, but also the crew, the technical directors, the stage directors, music directors, lighting designers, stage managers. You know, we're really trying to make sure that anybody who wants to be have an opportunity, Modo, in the operatic field, that we're able to present that to them.
Yeah. Well, I think that the cost of entry into the opera world has stopped some people from going into that profession pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you're offering something for talent is amazing, and the talent you bring in is awesome.
Yeah, talent in Detroit is unfucking paralleled.
Yeah,
I mean, really is. I mean, like there are some. Oh my God, there's so many good singers here. Mm-hmm. I mean, like we are really very excited. I mean, like I again, like, and then when we hear auditions, like I get inspired for the next season. Mm-hmm. I'll hear somebody sing, and that will literally inspire me to do a specific show because of how kick-ass this person is, because I want to showcase them in the best way possible. Mm-hmm. And it's really exciting to be so inspired just by somebody's voice in that way.
Well, you've provided a very interesting place for people to showcase their talents, and also for small businesses to showcase what they have. So you've been very generous in letting Busted come in and help use our product as costumes, which really got our name out amongst a group of people that I would have never seen, which was amazing.
Yeah,
for me,
it's been incredible, and that's actually part of our mission statement: is that not only do we want to uplift the local singers, but we also want to collaborate with small businesses and make sure that they are exposed to this other genre that maybe they wouldn't have never, you know, set foot in before.
Right,
and we've actually collaborated on at least two productions, mm-hmm. And then we did a fashion show for our fundraiser.
We did. It was a drag queen bingo. That was so much fun.
It was super fun.
And I would do a drag queen bingo with you anytime.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Yeah.
And the talent that you brought in for that was amazing.
Yeah.
So much fun. So entertaining. Delightful. The crowd was cool.
Yeah. And we not only sang, we not only performed, but our artists also modeled.
Yeah.
Which was the modeling the lingerie.
They model for us in several different things. We are so grateful for that opportunity. We have models that you don't typically see modeling.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who wear my product, and that's
me. I model for you.
Yes, you do, and you're gorgeous in it and sexy as hell. And then we also do fashion shows with the LGBTQ community, with Pride Source, and
you did that great show at the LGBTQ bridal fair, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah,
right.
That was a fun
show.
That
was great.
Right,
yep.
Over at the Motor City Casino. Nick's actually modeled for us too. So you're when you go to a Busted show, you're not going to see the typical models. It's just not going to – that's not who's coming down the runway. You don't know who's going to be in the lingerie, and you don't know what sex is going to be in the lingerie. It's just lingerie. All right, we got 3 minutes. They're giving me a big three fingers. Careful which three fingers you use, Newman. So bras, bitches, and balls. This has been a lot of fun, guys. I really appreciate it. The tagline is, hey, bitches, let's have a ball. And I hope you did have a good time today. I want to focus on – bras every week. Make sure people understand that there. I know there's questions. I know you. I know there's a large population of women who are uncomfortable. Come and see a professional. Come and check. If you're in the Detroit area, come to a Busted shop. If you're not in the Detroit area, soon you're going to be able to go on to our e-commerce site, which is being built bigger and better, and be able to talk to a fitter and talk to someone who's been there who can help you figure out what size you actually are from home. Because a lot of places just don't have a bra shop to go to, a bra boutique.
And right.
If you think about it, the bra boutiques went away because of the malls.
Right.
Now the malls are going away because of the internet, mm-hmm. and people still can't get their tits fixed. You know what I
Amen.
Mean?
Amen. So, well, yeah, just to have a little testimonial is, you know, my mother had the same, you know, boob issue as we just have huge ones, right? And so she didn't know how to be fitted either. You know, she wasn't taught that. We always just got bras at Lane Bryant, and I'd end up with like spillover and whatever. And you know, there it's just a retail shop there. It's not, they're not professionals about really making sure that you're in the best possible fit. You know, they're just women, awesome women who work at a retail store. And then when I found Lee, my life and my tits lives were forever changed.
And probably your back.
And my back. Everything yeah. feels so much better.
Well, I'm so glad you were able to come to me. And we got to meet, you know, naked in the dressing room and talk about Aframoto and get together with us. Kathy, I appreciate you so much coming down to talk about the regatta. And
thank you for asking me.
Getting women on boats and sailing, and it's all beautiful. Nick, thank you for working with me with
Not
this.
A probe.
And the vomit spots. I want to say thank you to the vomit spots so much for letting us use your music. And I promise next time I will not have my watch on because that's annoying as hell. Podcast Detroit, thank you for having us on. We appreciate it. Everybody here knew me. You're the awesomest. Yay! Jessica, yay!
Yay!
All right, yay. Okay, I guess we're going to have – can we have the spots take us out again? Is that possible?
Yep.
Because, dude, I didn't know. I swear, man. I didn't know.
I didn't know.
Mobile, no. Alabama, they do reunion concerts every year. I can't wait to go to them again. Will you go to a vomit spot show with me?
Fuck yeah.
All right. I love it. I love it. Their posters were the best, so we'll put it up.